Elzar took a deep breath and pushed himself down beneath the waves. Eyes closed, water rushing into his ears, blocking every other sound. Show me. Guide me. Give me the answers I seek. There was nothing. No revelation, no response. He kicked back up, drawing air into his lungs before plunging back down again. I am here. I want to learn. I need to understand. Nothing changed. Where were the answers he'd been promised? Where was the understanding? He repeated the ritual, breaking for air, plunging back down, letting the ocean swallow him whole. Again and again, and it was like hitting an air pocket. All at once, he wasn't sinking. He was running. His fellow Jedi at his side, as nightmares snapped at their heels. They weren't in water, but in fog. Thick, acrid, impenetrable. Nothing made sense. Not the chaos, not the panic, not the fear. He opened his mouth to cry out, seawater rushing in from far away, from a different world, from a different time. What is this? Where is this? Speak to me! And the Force spoke, with such strength that Elzar was thrown into a spin, images flashing past his stinging eyes, like purple lightning. Avar, Stellan, a Tholothian. Indira Stokes? No, one of her tendrils was missing. An unfamiliar face contorted in rage. Bones splintering, skin cracking, eyes clouded, no longer able to see. And the screams. The screams were louder than ever, harsher than ever. And his scream was loudest of all. Where? 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 Elzar's shoulders heaved, seawater spluttering from his lungs. He was back on Ashla's shore, salt drying on his skin, baked by the burning sun. He looked around, eyes still blurry, trying to focus on the golden sands that stretched out to either side of him. Wing maws circling in the sky above, ready to pick the flesh from his bones. But he wasn't dead yet. None of them were. He pushed himself up and stumbled back toward his Vector, gathering his robes as he went. He needed to get off Ashla. Needed to leave the core. The Force had spoken. It had already answered his question. If only he had listened. One name. A planet where he would finally be able to put things right. Vallow.